Expectations are fading fast that the congressional committee tasked with coming up with a budget deal will succeed. Alaska's delegation has been watching from the sidelines like most other members of the House and Senate. Senator Lisa Murkowski has voiced frustration at not having the process open to all of Congress. Now the Republican is part of a group of 150 members urging the committee in its final days to go big and go bold.
We are running out of time extraordinarily fast. The committee really has until just Monday to report something out in order to meet the deadline of the 23rd.
Murkowski says she's heard rumblings that both sides are holding out for their partisan agendas, but she warns that won't accomplish anything. In recent days, leaders in Congress have thrown partisan jabs, blaming the other side for what may be a stalemate. But Democratic Senator Mark Begich hopes the committee can stay behind closed doors and ignore the partisan and lobbying pressure.
Always optimistic to the end, and you know, I'm hopeful that they come up with something that's significant enough in balance that it has revenues and cuts and a balanced investment portfolio around energy, education, and infrastructure.
Begich says if nothing advances over this weekend, he'll be, in his words, less optimistic. If the super committee doesn't come up with a plan by Wednesday to save at least $1.2 trillion over a decade, automatic spending cuts will kick in starting in 2013.